life.
Sam Cooke, you're always on my mind. And remind you as we go into this conversation with Bernard Woods, the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. Remember, it's a credit union, not just a bank. It belongs to you, and money comes back in the end. More information, www.mecu.com, or go to steinershow.org and click on MeQ, Baltimore Credit Union's banner. We are now joined by Bernard Woods once again, senior editor for the City Paper. Bernard, welcome.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
I'm good, man. So how are you doing?
Doing well, trying to keep warm, and we have the booze issue, so we have plenty of ways to keep warm for everyone this week.
The booze issue? Did you say
most of them alcoholic.
So what is the booze issue?
So last year we did a stay warm, drink whiskey issue, where we went around and looked at various cocktails and stuff in town. This time we spread it out a little bit, but it's our issue that looks at the culture of alcohol in town. And so one of the things that's really appealing right now, we have a photo gallery of bars with fireplaces that just so people know somewhere they can go and stay warm and have a couple drinks. And we have a list with recipes of hot cocktails at four bars around town. Talking to the bartenders, they have Bernard Lyons over at Bertha's Hot Buttered Rum and the Tavern Toddy at the Tavern on the Hill. So there's a lot of stuff like that. And then a profile on Brendan Dorr, who works at the B&O and was just certified as through the Beverage Alcohol Resource Commission, which is up in New York, sort of a PhD of bartenders. So we have an interview with him and about the Bartenders Guild. It's really fascinating. And then Drunk History, if you've ever seen the show now on Comedy Central, it's a local guy who makes that, and he gets someone hammered, gives them a bottle of whiskey, a scholar or something, and has them tell the story, a story from history, and then actors will later act that out, mouthing their exact words. And it's really hilarious. And Ed Erickson does a great, went down to Mother's when they were in town filming and did a great sort of scene, talk of the town type thing about that. It's really nice story there. So we're just something we're going to have every year, the booze issue, and I heard y'all yesterday, and we're looking forward to a weed issue coming up as well.
A what issue?
A weed issue.
Weed?
On pot, yes.
Yes, I was just making sure we're talking about the same thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
So
keep your eyes open for that.
Well, we will. Now, you wrote a piece, Bernard, I mean, just throw this out. You wrote a piece that was entitled "Mayor High on False Hope Lacks Courage of Smoke."
Yeah, you know, that was online, and it was responding to her claim that she's not going to wave the smoke flag of legalization. I think had she heard the president's comment, she might have waited and not said that. But I was just trying to make the point that she would, even if she came out for legalization right now, as so many of the delegates are, that it wouldn't have the kind of courage that it took for Schmoke to endorse legalization at the height of the war on drugs. It would just be a politically expedient move now, and that she's probably really shooting herself in the foot politically. But that even if she were to come out fully favoring legalization, that it would not, that she wouldn't be just in comparing herself to Schmoke, which took a great deal more courage to support a very unpopular position rather than a generally now popular position that 53% of the population supports.
Now, what about this piece on Man of Iron, Bill Bordeaux?
So this is a great profile that Joe Giordano, our photographer, did.
A good guy.
About a 92-year-old Mohawk Indian steel worker. And, you know, Joseph Mitchell in the old New Yorker had a great profile of the Mohawks who built the Brooklyn Bridge. And he built the Second Bay Bridge along with a bunch of other Mohawks on a rivet gang, and has then continued working there until he retired decades later. But just a fascinating guy, a beautiful picture of him with Sparrow's Point in the background. You know, he never imagined that the furnaces would be cold now, but still really going strong at 92. So a fascinating story there. And that's City Folk Profiles. That's exactly what we look for in that. Someone that is not famous, that's sort of overlooked, but it's really the heart of the city and really what the salt of the earth of our city that makes it so great. And he's he's really an exemplary one there.
Well, I think City Paper always gets to the heart of the city, at least in my book, and I think that I really love the courage of your piece that you wrote online. I'm glad you wrote that. Baynard Woods, senior editor for the City Paper. It's out now. Just open the box, pull it out, and walk away with it. It's all yours. Baynard, thanks so much, my friend.
All right, thanks a lot. See you soon, Mark.
Talk to you soon. We're going out with Starman by David Bowie. We remind you the Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Mark Gunnery and Stephanie Mavronis. Our engineer is Andre Melton. You can hear this show again, podcast of the shows, and find out about what our guests are talking about and things they've written by visiting us on the website at steinershow.org. You can also listen to and download all of our programs, podcast them on iTunes. And for Public Radio, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Stay care. Stay warm. Like a slow voice on a wave.